Welcome to Gnazim Podcast.
Yehudi Geber with the Gnazim Auction House, and this historic artifact is a first edition of the Magen Avram and Taz, and it was published by the Sifsei Chachamim in 1692 in the town of Dierenport near Breslau, today of Wrocław in Poland. Reb Shapsi Meshoirer Bas, famous as the author of the acclaimed commentary on Rashi, the Sifsei Chachamim, published in his own printing press an edition of the Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim together with the commentaries of the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Today it's axiomatic to study this particular section of the Shulchan Aruch with the Magen Avraham and Taz. It's such an integral component of the halachic tradition, yet Reb Shapsi Bas was pioneering something. Both rabbis had passed away quite some time before, the Taz nearly 30 years before and the Magen Avraham about a decade earlier. And the Reb Shapsi Bas receives both of these manuscripts of the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and he takes the initiative to publish them, and it transformed the study of halacha forever. Reb David Alevi Segal, the Taz, was famous as a rabbi, a paisik, a son-in-law of the Bach, rabbi of Lvov, a leader of the Vada Arba Ratzis in Poland, and he achieved much acclaim in his own lifetime, and the Taz on Yeridea was published in his lifetime, but not on Yerachayim. Reb Avram Gumbiner, on the other hand, the author of the Magen Avraham, was almost unknown in his lifetime, having served as a Rebbe to children and teenagers in the town of Kalish in Poland and as a dayan on the city's Bezdin. But through their respective commentaries published by the Sifsei Chachamim in this first edition that's going up for auction, both of them achieved another level of halachic immortality. The Sefer on auction is a first edition from the Sifsei Chachamim's own printing press, and it was through this original printing that the light of these two luminaries lit up the world.
Gnazim, own your heritage. Discover more at gnazim.com.